I guess it's better to be a little paranoid than not paranoid at all. The problem is too paranoid, I guess. But yeah, we know the game. We know the game. The game is obvious. The whole system's trying to pull you into Babylonian mindset, doctrine, or whatever. If I was to say the Babylonian doctrine in one swoop, if I was to tell you the Babylonian doctrine in one swoop, I could say it this way. The Babylonian doctrine is to deny the Bible, reject God and claim that they're God, deny sin, deny judgment, eternal judgment, to say I'm okay, you're okay, and you're not, the heart's deceitfully wicked, to try to take people to hell with them, to try to say you gotta be good enough, weigh your heart, you know, the Book of the Dead, it's talked about weighing your heart or something like that. One of them old books. You don't even read it. If you read it, a demon starts showing up. Try to weigh your heart, you know, as a matter of if your heart is lighter than a feather when you die, then you go to heaven or something like that. If not, you have to go through some kind of purgatory thing. It's encoded everywhere. But it's mainly encoded in the old Adamic nature where man's trying to be good enough to get back to God. And so because of that, everything that man does in an unsaved state is a religion or a cult to try to get back to God by works. So it's encoded in the old Adam to try to work yourself back to heaven instead of by faith. Appropriating by faith, resting in faith, receiving by faith. You receive Christ by faith into your heart. By faith. So all systems that man creates, he's trying to create a works-based system to be right with God. It doesn't matter if it's universities, it doesn't matter if it's college, it doesn't matter if it's corporations, it doesn't matter if it's a church. The old Adam is trying to be good enough, trying to justify themselves, justify their sin, trying to build themselves up by their own energy, their own effort, and it doesn't matter what system it is that man creates in his old Adamic nature. Under the blue letter law sky, his flesh is nothing but sin. So the flesh, anything the energy of the flesh does, this is why when you get married, you have trouble, because anytime you yoke up down here, you're in a comparing yourself with one another, and you're wanting somebody else to do more or sacrifice more or think like you or whatever. It's really rough. It's a works-based system through and through from a man perspective. But the secret is the finished work of Jesus has nothing to do with man. And so when you come on the scene and you say it's faith alone and Jesus alone, not of works, lest any man should boast, the whole system is against you. The whole system's trying to destroy you. Why would a legalist attack you when you're trying to set the captives free? Think about that. Why would a legalist Jezebel spirit, whether it's a preacher, whether it's a witch or a warlock or a Wiccan, or why would they attack you when you say it's faith alone and Jesus alone to be set free? Why would they attack you? Because they're not free. You're free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. They're not free. And just like the other nations attack the USA for being free, right? They hate our freedom. That's why they're trying to bring us into socialism, which would lead to communism, which would lead to slavery, you know? That's why they hate our freedom. That's why they're trying to destroy America with their false reality. Socialism is a fake reality. I had this Uber rider one time. He was over here going to school. He was from France. He said, oh, he said, I can't wait to get back home. This place, you got to work hard. You got to work all the time. I thought you were free over here. He said, you got to work too much. He said, everybody knows got two jobs. He didn't understand the concept of freedom. They don't have to work. They could eat beans and they could make it on one job. They could eat beans and rice and ride a bicycle to work. But the reason they work is because there's whether it's investing or running a business or whatever it is, there's this dream of freedom that pushes them and drives them. They're driven for freedom. They can have a smaller house and work one job or whatever. But that freedom is pushing people. It's a push, pushing out the baby. Now, we're not really free in America, but the concept of capitalism is there, you know? We're not really free. Because you're either a slave to the devil or a slave to Jesus. But being a slave to Jesus is freedom. Because, see, the AI program is the flesh mind. That's why a lot of people say, well, I can't stop drinking. I can't stop sinning. I can't stop smoking. I can't stop cursing. I can't stop lying. I can't stop cheating. Whatever it is, I can't stop. Why? It's a program. You've been programmed by sin. And death. And the only way you're going to break the program is Jesus. I can't stop being negative. I can't stop gossiping. I can't stop lying. Whatever it is. Well, you can stop. You run to Jesus. A slave to Jesus is freedom because you get the mind of Christ. You can see past time. You can see past the sine wave. You can see past the red versus blue. You can see past the he said, she said, comparing yourself with one another. You can see past the games. You can see past the bitterness and the unforgiveness and the game that's being played on you. You can forgive anybody. You can love your enemy. Don't mean you have to live with them, but you can forgive people and move on because you got the mind of Christ. But if you don't have the mind of Christ, you're stuck in the program, the game. And it's a repeat cycle, and the purpose of the repeat cycle is to wake you up, to make you become aware of your inner man, your inner thoughts, your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. So you got to be aware of your inner man. Are you jealous? Are you prideful? Are you greedy? What is it? What is the sin that so easily besets you? You can overcome it by renewing your mind. But most people don't believe that because they're stuck in the program. The Bible talks about being an overcomer. Why ain't you overcoming? The Bible says you can. Is the Bible a lie? No. The Bible says you can be an overcomer. You already are in Christ. Why aren't you? You got to beg and ask and seek and knock. I don't have to live in the past. I don't have to live in depression. I have a family of depressed people. I don't have to live in depression. I don't have to. I don't have to have greed. I don't have to be a con artist. Most of my family is con artists. Most of your family is con artists. See, America is a twofold sword. The freedom will allow you to be con artists and hurt people, but also the freedom can allow you to be use your freedom wisely to help people. It's a twofold sword. It's a double-edged sword. You can use the truth to cut out some sin. And help people grow. Or you can use the truth to hurt people, you know. The whole thing should be... everything that you do. And it's hard. I understand it's hard. When you're dealing with somebody who's not getting it. You got to show grace and love, grace and truth. It's not just one-sided. So it's hard dealing with somebody if they're not getting it. They're not getting it. And they just keep going around the mountain 1,000 times. Sometimes you cut them off. Sometimes you cut people off. Sometimes you cut them off for a season. Sometimes you just endure it for a season. But you don't try to be somebody's savior. You don't try to be their God, or you don't try to be their judge. You don't have to be the jury, the judge, but you can judge and jury for your own life whether you want them in your life. If you want them in your world, if you want them across your threshold, because there's holographic truth in everything. So the way they talk, the way their body language, their past, who birds of a feather flock together. If somebody's claiming to be saved and they're hanging out with unsaved all the time, you have to say that's a little bit suspect. Why would the saved yoke up with the unsaved? Don't make sense. It don't add up. It don't make sense. It just don't add up, people. Birds of a feather flock together. That's a fact. Nature, the object lessons of nature reveal the truth. When you look at a bunch of birds, they're all the same. When they're all flying, they're the same kind. So if you're hanging out with lost and everybody around you is lost and you're claiming to be saved, are you really saved? Why are you hanging out with the lost? It don't make sense. It don't add up. Something wrong. Something wrong. But that don't mean you have to judge that person. It just means they're not in your world. You can look at them and say something's not right. And that means you don't let them in your world until they get right. I got somebody that mows my yard, says he's saved. But everybody hangs out with is drug heads, pimps, and prostitutes. Drunks, drugs head, pimps, and prostitutes. Now, do I want to hang out with somebody like that? No. Is the person really saved? That's between them and God. But I have to come to the conclusion they're probably not saved. They just think they are. Or they go through a season. But if they've been through that season for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years. I mean, if they go in a season for 15 years, you don't want to enable that insanity and justify and say, yeah, okay, it's okay to do that. Anybody can fall. A righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. Anybody can fall in the pig pen, but you get back up, take a shower. But if you stay in the pig pen and you never want to get out, and you don't see anything wrong with the pig pen, the mud and the dirt and the slime and the whatever's in a pig pen, if you don't see anything wrong with it, probably not saved because you have no conviction in the inner man. You know, there's a lot of people that are abnormal, but they think they're saved. My Jerry Springer neighbors think they're saved, think they're right. But they think their behavior is normal when it's abnormal, and they can blame God for their child, for their brother or their child being killed. But it's not God who did it. Man did it. And maybe karma is trying to wake you up. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we can blame God if you want, but that's not, God ain't going to take that. We can blame somebody else. We can blame whatever, but it's the sin. I mean, when you realize somebody in your family got shot and killed, you have to look out and say, this is a sinful place. Mankind is evil. And when you look at somebody else, you're looking at a different version of yourself. You want to talk about the multiverse. When you look at somebody else, that's your multiverse. A different path, a different version, different choices. That's the multiverse. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're looking at a different version of yourself, somebody who chose a different path. You don't have to yoke up with that path and that world and be programmed according to their false doctrine or their false teaching. You get away from it and you move into the new path. You reprogram your mind instead of letting the world, the flesh, and pro-life program your mind. You reprogram your mind with the word of truth, the Bible. Because that's what I'm saying. I started out talking about, what is Babylon? It's trying to program you to a secular mindset to where you think you're God and that you reject Jesus, who is God. That's the whole game. Because when you renew your mind, you realize Jesus alone sustains it all and Jesus alone saves. And it's faith alone. And that works-based cult gospel of being good enough goes out the door because you know it's faith alone, because your flesh is nothing but sin. Your old Adam is nothing but sin. And so no matter what I talk about, corporations, cultures, cults, bloodlines, 501(c), it's all the same. It's a works-based system, and you're being brainwashed by your own mirror image of the old Adam, a different version of yourself. That's why the W is W, body double. XYZ, WXYZ, W, body double. Walking it out. X is the crosswalk. Y is upwards on a pole. You rise up because of the Jesus on the pole. Instead of a U, you're a Y. Z, weapon. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about truth. So you put on the weapons. So the letter Z goes back to Ephesians 6. It's a weapon. It's like a boomerang. The W, the body double. It's no longer your works, but the finished work of Jesus. And so then you become a weapon inside the system. If it don't make sense, I'm sorry. It's really easy. The whole system is trying to pull you into a works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, cult, false doctrine, system, where you think you're God and you reject the true God so they can take you to hell with them in a handbasket, because they're going to hell and they know it. They can talk about, oh, there's no such thing as hell. Yeah, it is. Watch. You'll see. Jesus talked more about hell than he did heaven. Come on now. Oh, you're going to see it if you reject. Oh, it's going to happen. And when the fire is burning, when the smoke of your torment rises up forever and ever, you're going to say, yeah, books told me. There's a real hell down there. It's real. But you wanted to be your own God instead of running to the true God. You wanted to believe your own lies instead of going to the Bible and believing the truth. You wanted to believe the culture lies. You wanted to be pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. You wanted to fit in to the most recent fad. You gotta find the most recent fad and fit into it so that you can be accepted by people or man. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. You wanted to fit in. And so when you're burning and screaming forever, you can't blame anybody else because you were warned. God sent somebody to tell you. And you just happened to come across. You just happened to come across their podcast. And it's a choice. You accept it or you reject it. To me, it's not a choice. Why would you reject eternal life? Jesus is eternal life. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Why would you reject life? Why do you want to just eat of the creation instead of eating of eternity? Why do you want to just live in the repeat cycle of time and going around the mountain instead of eating of spiritual truth? Why? Don't make sense. It just don't add up. To reject Jesus, knowing that you're a sinner and your sin stinks, your skin is dead, your fingernails are dead, you're in a dead body, your hair is dead skin, you have to take a shower, your breath stinks, your feet stink. If you don't take a shower, your body stinks. Why would you not see what you're in? If you're such a new age, enlightened creature, whoever it is, how come you can't see that your body's going back to the grave 6 foot under? The letter F is six. And you're going 6 foot under, 666. And your forearm is called a cubit. 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18 inches from your elbow to the fingertip. Why can't you see that the cube is a death, die, dying system? And you're going to die in the cube. Your body is already dying in the cube. Why wouldn't you want to escape the cube and live in eternity? Why would you choose death instead of life? It just don't make sense.